And we can't even go into building a faith project until we understand what God's true desire for us really is. Because we can chase one thing or we can chase another, but if our project has kingdom at the end to be what we're seeking after, then I believe God will lend all that he has in heaven to what your assignment is. And so when I look at pursuing your destiny will bring you to prosperity, but pursuing prosperity may not. I didn't say it won't because I don't have the authority to say that it won't, but it may not bring you to your destiny. So as you are in your homes and you're beginning to pray and in this foundational structure that Pastor Ammons and Pastor Vicky has laid, where if you haven't caught that it's time to get something moving towards completion in this season, I really don't know what to say to you other than you need to catch it, because it's been laid that anything that God has breathed in your hearing, in your Noah, I don't care how long it's been, I don't care how challenging it was, I don't care if it failed the first time, it wasn't a failure, it was a realignment for the season in which God has you now ready to release a thing. And so when you look at this, this is what my house, we live this thing, because in 05, because Pastor talked about, we could talk about Noah, we could talk about Elijah, we could talk about a whole lot of incredibly awesome individuals in the Bible who pursued destiny, and then God blessed them amazingly. In 05, God whispered to me, hey, I need more from you. I was a Wednesday warrior. If you didn't go to church on Wednesday, you didn't know I was a member of this church, because I worked the weekend. And so I said, okay, God, what you talking about? You need more. The only way for me to give more is if I leave my job. I'm prefacing this. This is being taped, and Pastor Ammons, Pastor Vicky is my witness. I am telling nobody to quit their job. But when you talk about faith, that's what I did. I walked away from an $81,000 job in 05 with no job. I went home to my wife. I said, babe, I believe God is calling me to a greater sense of service in the kingdom, and I can't do it working every weekend. So she said, are you sure? Now, because we got to keep it real. She's like, are you sure? I said, yes, I am. And so I left that job without a job, trusting God, pursuing destiny. And he blew a six-figure job into my lap that allowed me to work kingdom at a greater level than I've ever worked before. Okay? And then we're going to come back because he's calling me again. He's calling me again. And I'm about to leave this six-figure job to pursue my destiny and my purpose. So when I say this thing is for me and my family, it's for me and my family. Because in the 6 years I've been with this company, God has put over $1 million through my hand. Through my hands. But we're decreeing that, the Pastor and I talk about this all the time, it's going to stop this time when it comes back around. It's going to stop this time. So in your quiet time, that's what I really want you to hone in on before we even begin to talk about a faith project. Who's being glorified at the end of my project? If it's God, that's a project every day of the week you can lay at the altar and he's got your back. If it's not, then I'm going to leave that on you. And you see that's from the book of TJ, chapter 4, verse 11. All right, hit me up, Raj. Yes, it is, sir. So we're talking about the five tools to building a faith project. And all five may or may not have anything to do with you. You might have something to do with all five of them. You may just know everything, and then you can let Pastor know that you can do the next series once they release you. So we're just going to talk about five things, and I believe the handouts, if we got handouts or no? Well, then on your notes and on your iPads and iPhones, just log them in. They're real simple. Go on, Ram. Hit, go with the first one. All right. That's God sometimes talking to us. Because he's done told us something, and we ain't moved. And so he is like, okay, he's doing the Chris Tucker. And so the first critical tool is hearing. And you see there, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in Revelation 13:9 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. In this season, Pastor Chambers, he touched on it on Sunday. And we just give Pastor Chambers an awesome hand for bringing that word after Pastor Amos and Pastor Vicky laid the whole church out. Y'all don't know how hard that is to follow. They tore up the whole Warwick Boulevard, and for him to bring the word after that is not an easy thing. But he talked about the Holy Ghost. Saints, if you've got to strengthen your Holy Ghost and power in this season, because the Holy Ghost will whisper to you some things and it ain't going to make sense. That's how you know it's the Holy Ghost. Because when I left that job in 05, I got a call from a coworker who I never spoke to in the job that I left, and she told me to go call the company I'm with right now. And so I called the vice president, and she said, come see me. And so what I did was I was going to do insurance. I was going to sell life insurance because I had to get a job. Marjorie said, I know you heard from the Lord, but you need to go get a job. And so I was signing the paperwork for this life insurance company, and I called Mary. I said, hey, I wanted to go do the interview, but she wasn't there. And the Holy Spirit said, go anyway. So I called her for the scheduled interview. She didn't answer the phone, and the Holy Spirit said, go anyway. And so I went there, and she was in the office. And so she said, well, why'd you leave your old company? And this is what I told her. And this is where we got to speak with the boldness of Christ when we're at our jobs. We don't go timid and weak. We go with the boldness of the conviction that we've heard from God. And so she said, well, why did you leave your other company? I said, because I just got married. I never saw my wife. And I can't do ministry at my church at the level that God's calling me to. Wow. And so she says, well, okay, well, you're going to love it here. We don't work weekends. You can spend time with your wife, and I can't make you go to church. And she hired me on the spot. So when we hear the word of God, we got to know that everything else after that is ordered. We don't have to know everything. If you've got it all figured out, it's not God, it's not a faith project, it's just you. So we're not talking about honey-do list stuff to the men and to the ladies. We're not talking about a garage or nothing. Those are awesome projects. But this faith project is something that at the end of it, no one but God could have put it together. And he's the one that's going to get the glory at the end. So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking something stupendous, something crazy, something that may need a partner. Bless Minister Charlotte, and we're going to touch on that. So when we talk about hearing, that is the first critical tool of building a faith project, hearing from God, and then holding on to that thing, clutching it with desperation, because there's going to come a time where you got to rehearse what you heard. All right, okay, hit me up, Ram.
For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Going to kill it for a minute. All right, another thing, Pastor Chambers, he preached one time. After Revelation, guess who comes immediately? The enemy. So you're going to get tested. Next screen for me, Ram. The second tool is coming, but I'll tell you what it is. It's a test. See, this is just a test. See, that EBS, it'll get you. And what we, and it'll eventually come up there, when we talk about our vision, what God has birthed in us, you got to know it's not just going to be smooth sailing. There's going to be challenges along the way. And so when we talk about Psalm 66, 10 through 12, starting with obviously 10, "For thou, O God, has proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire, we went through the water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." So on the other side of these tests, guys, there's victory. There's joy. You got some scars to show, hey, this thing wasn't easy. I paid something for this. And so I remember Apostle said that run from somebody that ain't got no scars. You know, somebody who every day of the week is highly favored and all that other stuff. Nah, every now and then you're going to get a bolo punch to the gut. And you just kneel down, you get your air back in you, and you stand up, and then you continue to march. So expect the test. Be prepared for the test, because guess what? You're going to pass the test. And so as we're building these faith projects, as we're understanding what God has put in our heart to do, we just know that tests are on the way. And we're not worried about it. The third one is invest. You can't build a faith project. You can't have something so stupendous that God alone is at the helm of it. And so we see James 2 and 20. "But wilt thou know, O vain foolish man, that faith without works is dead." You got to put a little something into your faith project. If you don't have to put anything into it, I'm declaring right now, it ain't a project. It ain't a project. A project is going to require, hit next before me, some stuff. It's going to require some time. Projects aren't birthed and completed overnight. So along the way, you got to understand, this thing is going to cost me some time. I got to do some research. I got to do some studying. I got to do some fact finding. I got to research what God has breathed in me that I'm going to do, and I'm going to be knowledgeable about this thing, or I'm going to find someone who is. And we're going to talk about that later. As saints, we've got to make sure we understand that we don't work in a bubble. Okay, now Pastor Ammons absolutely hit it out the ballpark. You can't tell everybody what your faith project is, because some of them will just rain all on that thing. And so be mindful of who you share your faith project with, but there's no project that can be completed by yourself, because I will declare again, if you're the only one in it, it is not a project. You're just doing something, and God can still be in it. But in this season, I'm decreeing that the toughest, largest, most unimaginable project will be birthed in you, where the testimonies at the end of it will just blow the socks off the saints. Because this, we're talking monumental things here. Ain't talking no little stuff. I'm talking stuff where you could just take a step back and God just be straight glorified. You can't take the credit. Even if you try, hey, I did that. No, you didn't. That was God. You know, some of us will try to take some credit. So back and forth, Brian. So when you look at time, and then that coincides and slides down into effort, you're going to have to sweat. You know, there's going to be long nights. There's going to be hours and you in front of your computer and you Googling this and Googling that. Information is everywhere now. So we can't be disillusioned that just because God breathed this thing in us, that we don't have to put some effort and sweat into what God has decreed we are going to do, and that you are going to do. And then, like Apostle always said, you know, in church we don't like to talk about money. That devil is a lie. Your faith projects is going to take some loot. Okay? But this is the beautiful thing. God is not tripping on what loot you have. Don't be restricted by what you see in the natural. Because we serve a God that'll blow millions in your pocket from someone else. And now that's where these seeds and the tithes and offering, that we're talking about. When and bless my wife, Margie, you know, Elder Johnny, she broke it down a long, long time ago. You don't chuck your seed up here. You don't crinkle it up here. If it's a dollar, you lay that puppy flat and you make a declaration on that thing. You stand boldly before God and you say, Lord, I'm saying A, B, C, D, and E on this dollar, and I'm decreeing that you're going to make it happen. So when we're sowing these seeds, these faith projects, those, that's what you're uttering and that's what you're concentrating on. And so when we talk about money, yes, it's going to take money for a lot of these projects because I know mine is going to, but I'm not worried about it because God said it to me and he's not going to whisper anything to me that he hadn't already completed because he's Alpha and Omega. You know, before the earth was formed, he knew he was going to breathe this thing into my Noah. And I ain't doing it alone. I got two ride or dies with me because I understand that I can't do this by myself. It's too big. And so, and Minister Charlotte, bless you because I know you're in here somewhere. That was a revelatory thing she did. She broke hold the isolation project manager. Then she showed that God is moving through us to link up and join with one another. There's going to be enough prosperity for everybody, and we got to stop trying to just do our thing, us four and no more, and look at the example. And so, woman of God, I bless you for overcoming the fear of not doing and saying what thus saith the Lord, and I celebrate you for that because it just reinforced what God had already told me I needed to do. You got to find somebody with a like spirit who rolls with you, can celebrate you, not in competition with you, and that will do all that you need to do to get this thing rolling. And so when we look at that, we're going to have to understand that money is going to be part of what you have to invest. All right? And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about hearing. We're talking about being tested. And then we're talking about investment. Go on to the next one for me, Ram. All right. Who you associate with? They say you are what you eat in the law firms and in the courts around the world. You have people who are guilty by association. I just happened to be with them. I didn't shoot them. I wasn't really there. Yes, you were. Your DNA was there. So it's pretty important who you run with, okay? So when you talk about associate, people will either inspire you or they drain you, and pick them wisely. So... And now I got to say this, every need for your faith project will not be in the house. I'm going to say that again. Every element of your faith project will not be birthed by the connection of someone in living waters. Okay? That don't mean we don't all love you. That don't mean we all ain't going to stand with you. But we just might not be who God has to use to birth that element of your faith project. So what does that require us to do? Showing ourselves friendly across the board. Because when folks don't like you, they ain't going to help you. You know, but I decree, Pastor, is it okay if I just make some declarations to the people? And this is another thing. You miss out when you think that those two amazing men and women of God are the only ones that can decree a thing over you. When we don't understand that God used a donkey. And so I decree that our ears will become sensitive to what thus saith the Lord, not who saith what thus saith the Lord. And so I decree that the elements and the individuals assigned to your respective projects will begin to reveal themselves to you. I decree that God has already put them in relationship with you, and that you will begin to discern those that God has linked you up with, that you will discern the partners that God has placed in your midst, and that you will no longer feel the weight to do a thing all by yourself, but that you will begin to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and that you will begin to wrap your arms around individuals. God has them at your job. If you take the bus, they're at the bus stop. If they're at the bus stop, maybe you might need to pick one up, because I'm decreeing when we do these ports, we don't know who's sitting in these port programs. They might have been homeless today, but they might have been in a mansion and a yacht the day before. And so I decree that moving forward, we remove the mask of judgment, remove the clog from our ears that don't allow us to hear what God is saying to us in this season. And I don't care who says it. And that's when your relationship with God has to be such that you can discern that the word is from God, because it's confirming something. No one's going to bring you a new word, but a confirming word will come. And so I decree that moving forward, that will be the case. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I told Pastor I wasn't going to preach. I said, I'm going to just do these slides. But he knew I was lying. Go on, Rand. Hit this next one now. Because Elder Sam told me to do some visual stuff. For the association part, I wanted to give you some ideas of some organizations that you might want to stay away from, because your blessing might get held up. And so this is for example only. I decree no alts will be established, and that we will go forth after this night still brothers in Christ. So if you happen to be a 49er fan or a Steeler fan, next slide, or a Cowboy fan or a Redskins fan, and your vision is on halt, I'm just decreeing that you might check who you associating with, and go for the next one, Ram. He said he might break the PowerPoint at this point. And so, again, you know, you might be in the Navy or the Army or the Coast Guard, or I don't even know what that other one is. Again, if things ain't going right, I ain't trying to start nothing, but you might just want to check yourself. And when God is moving mightily in your life, these are some of the associations that you may have. Go ahead, Ram. Oh, there you go. Blessed Jesus. See, you might be with the Nets or the Knicks, or you might be with the Mets or the Yankees. Go ahead. They might not understand, Ram. So, or you might be with the Giants or the Jets in Jesus' name. And then I think there's one more example of a fine example of an organization that God may decide to bless you, like Abraham and Isaac. And again, that was only for visual aid in Jesus' name. All right. And this kind of puts a cap on who we associate. Do just once what others say you can't do, and you will never pay attention to their limitations again. So I decree that the naysayers in your life are going to begin to marvel at what God is about to do and already doing in your lives. They are not going to be able to form words that will have any effect on you from this day forward. And so that quote just blessed me. It had a real cute picture, but Margie said, baby, take the pictures out. And so you see there ain't no pictures up there in Jesus' name. So go ahead, next one, Ram. And the last one, fear. Job 3:25, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I think there's another one, man. Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, fear, I have one more. There we go. Our 32nd president. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, old Franklin D. So when he came into office in the 30s, the United States was in a state of just horrific depression, and he understood that fear cripples so many people, and he even addressed it as the president. And obviously, as men and women of God, we're not oblivious to fear. And so when we understand what God has said to us, when we understand that God's not a man that he should lie, we've got to take fear and chuck it out the window. We've got to abolish fear. You can't play with fear. You can't just, you know, pay patty cake with that thing. You've got to destroy it. You've got to remove it from your households. You've got to decree that there is no devil in hell that can come up against what God has said is going to happen in your life. Your faith projects are your faith projects. There's nothing that any man can do that God will not have what he worked for bad for good. You're going to find people sowing into you who you thought didn't like you. You're going to have doors open that had padlocks on them. So tonight, anyone who's even in the remote neighborhood of fear, I decree that you get in your car and you exit that neighborhood expeditiously. You drive to the faith neighborhood, park your car, let the window down, put on some Kirk Franklin, put on some JoJo and Casey, whoever you're listening to, and you say, God, I am no longer going to be bound by fear. God, I'm walking with a sense of purpose. Every place the sole of my feet shall tread upon, God, you have said, is mine. So what do I have to fear, God? Because you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. And this is when, as saints, we've got to encourage one another, which is, again, why you got to tell somebody what God is doing with you, because we get weak. We get weak sometime, and that's when you got to call your brother, hey, how is that project that you're working on? And you speak a word of encouragement to him. Man, you know, I don't want to hear that. Whatever you thought was going on, that ain't the route God has your breakthrough. So we've got to begin to encourage one another. And a lot of this, if not all of it, ties back into relationships. When you love on the people love you back. Okay? They celebrate you. The envy and all of that stuff is not in their playbook. When you've loved on them, no matter what. I don't care if they're in a parking lot. I don't care if it's Pastor Ammons and everybody in between. Love has no face. We've got to chuck faces off of our assignment to love one another. We honor and reverence them, but they are not the only ones that receive the love that we are to have. As a matter of fact, they probably needed the lead. We got to go love some folks who ain't being loved by nobody else. Okay, so. If you look at the first letter of all of those five tools, it spells faith. And so we are just in a season of unmeasurable faith. Guys, I'm telling you, Margie and I, we drive home sometime, and I just swear that they're in our mail, that they got our passwords, because, you know, this house and our house are just in sync. And so when Pastor Ammons and Pastor Vicky are telling you that they're walking some faith projects out, that they're not just up here saying a good thing or a jingle, we walking some faith stuff out. So this assignment was a rehearsal of the word that God had already placed in my heart. And so, Elder Sam, I just bless you for being sensitive. It's so critical that we listen to the word of God and we do and hand out and say what he said we're supposed to say. So when you get that twitch and you're supposed to call somebody, guys, you gotta call them. You gotta call them. Say whatever God placed on your heart, because that word might be the launching word that either takes them where they're going or gets them back up to go where they were already supposed to go. And so faith, man, I didn't realize how much I walked in faith because I'm 100% commissioned. And so when I left Las Vegas to come here and they were transferring me, and I kept asking them, well, what's the salary? They said, well, no, it's commissioned. Okay, but what's the salary? You know, because I heard from God. I had a child that was born. And it was out of wedlock. And like I said, if God can do anything through me, he can do something with everybody. So I wasn't in the baby carriage with Jesus or in the manger with Jesus. I got some stuff that he's delivered me from. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And so I'm like, okay, what you talking about commission? I did not know what commission was. She said, well, if you don't sell, you don't eat. I said, okay, Lord, you got me coming from Las Vegas to the East Coast to raise a child, because you know child support was coming, because her mama didn't play. And so I'm like, Lord, I got to trust you. I got to trust you. And so from that point forward, he's just blown my socks off. I don't know what a salary is since 2003. I just don't know what a salary is. And he's just amazed our family. Every time I get a deal, I send her a text. God has blessed us with a deal. And I've sent it to her on every deal since I've been with that company. Because it ain't about me. God has blessed us with a deal. I ain't do nothing. God has blessed us. And so on these faith projects, you've got to keep God centered. Like Israel the New Breed said, Jesus be the center of it all. And since I'm not Elder Sam, I will not sing. And so Ram, hit that last thing. And I thought about Pastor Amos when I did this, because Pastor Amos, I love the simplicity of how he will bring you to a childlike manner, because that's where sometimes the word is. Not childish, but childlike. And so when we look at this, today you are you that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. and so there's no one else that has your assignment. There's no one else that can do your assignment. I don't want nobody else's. This one he's given me is weighty enough. And so what he's already have with Margie, so we dual project, I'm making up a word, in the Jones household, because we got to support one another, because we will not allow the enemy to get competition to come into the household. So everything that God's placed in her, I'm championing that thing more so than what he's breathed in me. And so we understand that God is on the move. And so to my military brothers and sisters, to my clock punchers, you know, this is the season of daring. Like I said, I'm not asking anybody to quit. But I decree that the bondage of time punching, I decree that the need that you think that you got to stay in the military to get a check on a 1st and a 15th, I decree that that is broken and silenced today. I decree that if God has birthed something in you that the military doesn't conform to, that you will have the goal to say, God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to leave this military. God, I'm going to leave the safety and the comfort of this 8-to-5, and I'm going to move on what you have birthed in me. God, I'm going to trust you, because, Lord, if you put willows and if you clothe the leaves, if you feed the birds, how much more, God, will you take care of me and mine? If you put God's assignment that he birthed in you, I decree no devil in hell will be able to come up against what God has decreed over your lives. And so this is the season to make bold moves. And you put that thing before God and you say, God, I'm trusting you. I don't have a clue what's next, God, but God, I'm trusting you. Lord, I don't know where my meals are going to come from, but God, I'm trusting you. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make my truck payment. God, I'm trusting you. I'm going to trust you, God, because I know you have put this in my heart. And I just decree, stand back and behold the righteousness of God, and bless you in Jesus' name.